Blog Talk Radio.
House of Yaquan, procession. Keep not down silent, so Yaquan.
power mind. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand quietly. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH, the proper name for Lord God and Jesus, YHWH, Yahuwah. Through his people, Israel. That's the one I'm supposed to kind of put out the message according to Scripture. So we're going to stroll down the international side and see who are joining us, and we'll bring in the elder, Mr. Tibbs, to give you all the information on this broadcast and the one that's coming up. If you know how to get into Pal Talk, and you have a rebrew, everything was said and must come after that when the elders, when it's the broadcast called Ask the Elders in Blog Talk, Pal Talk Room, you ask the elders on whatever questions that we have put on this lesson, you have an opportunity to ask a couple questions. Got it? Good. We're going to stroll down the international side and see who all join us for another episode, and we'll bring in the elder, and he'll give you all the information that you need to know. And we see on the international side, all the slots are still. And that's 195 international countries have logged in to this broadcast, and that's a good thing. And what's flashing from New York, 104-849. We're going to bring in the elder, and he'll tell you all about what's going on, Elder Mr. Tibbs, and he'll tell you about the whole broadcast. And so we're going to look for him and see if we bring him in. One thing about it, when you meet your brother, well, allow for us, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, y'all be with you there, see, right?
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. Got a fine audience in and got a lot of memos. And they're coming in as we speak. What I could keep telling them, you got to call the international line and leave messages, and somebody will get back with you. You only can do one man, only can do what one man can do. 195 international countries, 104-849. So take the time and let the world know exactly what's going on, and we'll lay back and she can read a couple of these memos and see which way to go. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like we have another glorious turnout of members that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. It appears to be 4,849 people that came to listen to the words of Yahuwah. That's a good number. And we know we all came to hear those things that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand. And that's without proper biblical teaching. And to see those things in the Bible that most of us can see, and some looking can never find. For it's the uninformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures, there's those out there that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Can you imagine it? In 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3 says, "And every spirit that confesses not that Yahweh the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. That is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." So to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity, the misinformed, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't generally have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, for the numbers that don't know, current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Even a smartwatch will work. Write in the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big lion, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offering. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you dust as Yahweh alive. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. This will help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. The calendar explains in detail what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, right now. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your systems. Type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click on it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, this will put you right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using a couple of email addresses, which the first is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. Also, for biblical subjects or related topics, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first would be our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 Atlantic camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, type in the three words, Yagua Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into, actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day, a number of days. Well, now we're also, after the normal broadcast of Broad Talk, we're on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic groups, African American. Once doing that, look for Yagua True Name Teachers. This is where the word of Yagua is also working. Online, we'll be there to answer any questions about the discussed Bible topics or topics put on the table, either by Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, that's me, along with Seer Israel. No comments, actually, will be taken off topics or multiple text messages answered. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue to teach the lesson on Pal Talk. Yagua be with you all. Remember what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yagua is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants of the saints." But when you're trying to win the Bump the Gums contest, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Here, we rehearse the righteous act. We learn Yahuwah's words. Remember what it says in John, St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Well, today is another day for the word of Yahuwah, and nothing has changed except the number of people that's come for Yahuwah's word. Those that commend it, add unto it, only following by others that listen to the same words casted behind their backs, only wanting to hear their certain or favorite verses in the Bible. Taking these verses totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, deceptive listeners, flipping the pages in the Bible, look like they're paying attention but are completely lost when they're called to speak, clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah Ali created to do in this life, and that if that's all possible. Because if anyone ever says, "I've done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. So at this particular time, we will turn our program over to our seer Israel, and now we're going to find all the possibilities of what is spoken. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's excellent. Again, we'll catch you on the bottom part for your conclusion before you head to the network on Pal Talk to answer any questions that's relating to the topics that we will put on the table after the broadcast. And that's excellent. All right. Got a lot of memos that came in. A lot of memos. And we're trying to see can we address some, but what we'll do is get the broadcast open, and what did kind of catch my eye is this list. Brother Yagdai Israel, see, you put up that list, DDC. The DDC got a list of the coronavirus, COVID-19. They got a list that is hid from the public eyes about the CDC coronavirus 19. So they got a long list that those that have some that have taken that virus shot. And they got a list so long, well, we're not going to get off into how long the list is. But they are taking that coronavirus shot. And but the amazing part about that taking them shots is just how many have just flat out died. So the CDC, Corona 19, kind of looked that up, Brother Yagbai Israel, and we might take a little look at that. Because one thing about it, listen to your airways, so keep that in your mind. The DDC, and then another memo I have here, pertaining to, well, fear, don't call up this camp out, but our leader have stomach problems. He got problems in the stomach. Can you address by him having pains in the stomach? We don't know, should we take him to the hospital for checkup or not? Pain in the stomach. Well, what we can say about you anonymous, don't say nothing about who you are. We don't have no problem with that. But one thing, you need to understand one thing. You must find out about your mighty one, YHWH, the one that they call Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. And you got to find out, you got a diet program for the peoples of the book. You set a diet program for them, but like we say, your colon, understand something about your colon and your liver. They like the second brain to your brain that everything filtered down through your liver. So if you continue to put eating of the other 17 nations on your colon and you don't find a way to block it from your liver, all the eating that you have accumulated through your parents and the way you eat, it will pack in on your gut. And your liver, you'll strain your liver. So that's why we tell you about the detox program that you have to do. But another thing, keep one thing in your mind. Ginger root, green food, and a lot of clean water will start flushing that stuff out. You got to try to, if you're feeling drowsy, lazy, it's because of your liver have got all that toxins on it. And the more you keep feeding it starch eating food, the worse you're going to get. And all the doctors know is one thing to do, cut on you. Keep that in your mind. So remember, a lot of green food. Eat green food. The people's of the book. That's why you got to know who you are. They ate only green food with clean spring water. Keep that in your mind. But we'll leave that like that. So we hopefully properly answered how to help your leader to eat, to tell his wife to start making green food. Green food. Food got to be green, got to have a lot of. Then once you lay down, have you a nice, if you got to put a bucket on the side of the bed, have you a nice quart of water, a spring water in your gut. Why so? You remember when you burn a pot? Once you soak it overnight and all of a sudden the next day you can come back and clean it out? That's the same thing you got to do about your body. You soak your body in clean water while you're sleeping. And what it's doing is beating up on that toxins, and once you eliminate it, it starts coming out. Same way you burnt the pot up. You remember them days you burnt the pot? Oops, I left the pot on too long and burnt that pot up. Well, soak it overnight and I'll scrub it out the next day. Right? That's what your body needs. Clean water in it. Spring water. Soak it at night. Get them toxins out your body. Change your intake. Starch eating was never given to the people of the book. That was the 17 nations gave you to eat. And that's what shut us down big time. But leave it like that. And remember one thing, we got takes on that back So you got to search back in the broadcast and you get more details on that. So I hope that'll help you to help your leader. Now, we're going to get Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in. We just get something going on, whatever he got on the table. So one thing about it, when you meet your brother, what allow for us, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh beat you, I see you right.
I bless you, see Israel. A seed royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Yahdai Israel. I see we get something going on tape number 11, the series about the due order of YHWH, the proper name of Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. As a matter of fact, pull me up a stock of document facts, because we got so many new countries that have logged in with new guests in. So this name we're going to use instead of Jehovah and Allah and Lord God and Jesus. Is any record why we use the name YHWH? Is anything got a recorded historical documents, facts on the name? You on the clock there, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
I'm looking at a historical document and it's titled Four Letters, Tetragrammaton. One second, let me see if I can write it down. Where you at?
Mm-hmm. Tetragrammaton. Remember, the word tetragrammaton is a long word that the settlers of Esau called the Greeks. Put a word in there called tetragrammaton. And say, well, what that word mean, tetragrammaton? Oh, we only talking about the four letters. Come on, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Right.
Right.
It was on my fingertips, but I guess the wrong package there. Yeah.
Okay, well, take your time. Take your time there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You might want to sit the little groundwork down. And
I'm ready, sir.
You got it? All right, come on.
All right. I'm reading from a historical document entitled 4YHWH, and it reads, one thing that is clear is that the name is not the Lord. This title is substituted for the name almost 7,000 times in both English translation of the Semitic scriptures, polluted word Hebrew. In other words, Yahweh, YHWH, is removed 7,000 times, and the Lord is added 7,000 times. This manipulation, no matter how well intended, has the clear desire of Yahweh for people to call on his name.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything in a Bible dictionary that you, most people that got a Bible, they have a concordance in the back of their Bible? You know, you got anything? Is anything in the King James concordance pertaining to the same that you just got to address, or maybe it's nice and ordinary, but keep that their concordance in a regular King James Bible? And what would they come up with if they got a concordance there? Brother Yahdai Israel, come on. Brother Yahdai Israel, what would they got in a concordance if they look past that they are 66 books, but it's supposed to be 80? Well, 14 was taken out in 1885. And looking at concordance, what will they find? Brother Yahdai Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Yeah, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible by Nelson with the Dictionary and Concordance. On page number 22, and it reads, one who has authority over personal things. Hence, the Lord, when large and small capitals are used for the Lord, the original Semitic reads, with the word Hebrews, YH.
W-H. So when you're looking at your English Bible, and when you see the word Lord, God, okay, if it's capital or small, in your concordance, look on your right side of your concordance, you see Lord God was removed and was added. Lord God was added, but what was removed is the Semitic four letters, YHWH, proper pronunciation, Yahweh. Got it? Good. So when you're looking at your Bible and you wonder why, what does it keep saying YHWH Yahweh for? Because we had done a little research, and prayerfully you will look in your concordance and do the same. But this ministry come is to pray you from the 17 nations the way we have been taught. Not only taught, but everything we do, we can point back to the 17 nations. Not nothing pertaining to the Bible. So we will try to make you think. Matter of fact, let's read that one verse before we get to Luke 12:12. This is what we come to do in Luke 24:31. This is what we come to do 6 nights a week for you. In the book of Luke, chapter 24, this is what we come to do on these broadcasts directly at verse 32. Luke 24:32. What it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Luke 24:32.
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse number 32 reads, they said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened unto us the scriptures?
That's right. What we come to do is open up the scripture. How long as you can. Spread the books out. Take notes. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on, Brother Yahdai Israel. Take number 11. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And the righteous spirit will direct you to 119, 142, 144. This is what the righteous spirit will direct you to. So if you want to be guided by the righteous spirit will guide you to do something that the 17 nations tell you is done away with. 119, 142, 144, Psalm says what, Brother Yahdai Israel?
For it reads, the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 142, verse number 144. Psalm, chapter 119, verse number 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah instruction is the truth. Verse 144, the righteousness of your covenant is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Mm-hmm. And the position that we're in is a 119-100. So understand, when we come on the network, the six anointed camps, the bosses of the true Israelite, where we stand at is 119-100. This is our position. And 119, verse 100 of Psalm. This is our position. Come on.
The book of Psalms, 119, verse number 100 reads, I understand more than the ancient, because I keep your precepts.
Mm-hmm. And we understand more than the ancients because we keep the precepts. Because the ancients wrote it down, but David was saying, well, you know, I understand a little bit more. You know why? Because of whatever they put on the table, he received it and they got correction. So now all we got to do is just read what they got in. Let's read what they got in the book. See, all we got to do, we got to do no thinking now. Just find what they got written, bring it out. Like, for example, here's a case in point. In 1885, 14 books were taken away from you out of the Bible. In 1885, by the Protestant Church. Some reason they didn't want to for you to hear what was saying in the book of Esther out of the Apocrypha. That's the little book. If you got a King James 1619, you have a park, you had a whole 80 books in there. But if you got your regular King James Bible, you ain't got but 66 books in there. Because in 1885, 14 was removed. So happened, this was removed out of your book. That is very important for you to know what Esther said in the 14th chapter, 5 through 19. She says something in her writing that we need to know for take number 11. Say in Esther chapter 14, verse 5 through 19 in your apocryphal book. E-S-T-H-E-R in your apocryphal book that was removed from you by the Protestant church in 1885. Listen what she was inspired to talk about, and we're going to hear it together. Come on.
The book of Esther, chapter 14, verse number 5 through 19 reads. Book of Esther 14, verse number 5. From my youth up, I have heard in the tribe of my family, that you, O Yahweh, took Israel from among all people, thy fathers from all their predecessors, for a perpetual inheritance. And you have performed whatsoever thou did promise them. Verse number 6. And that we have sinned before you, therefore hast thou given us into the hands of our enemies. Verse number 7. Because we worship their false Yahweh, O Yahweh, thou art righteous. Verse number 8. Nevertheless, it satisfies them not that we are in bitter captivity, but they have stricken hands with their idols. Verse number 9. That they will abolish the thing that thou with thy mouth has ordained, destroy thine inheritance, stop the mouth of them that praise you, and quench the greatness of your family, temple, and of your altar. Verse number 10, and open the mouth of the nations to set forth the praises of the idols, to magnify a fleshly king forever. Verse number 11, O Yahweh, give not thy scepter unto them that be nothing. Let them not laugh at our fall. Turn their device upon themselves. Make him an example that have begun this against us. Verse 12. Remember, O Yahweh, make thyself known in time of our affliction. Give me boldness, O King of the nation. Yahweh of all power. Verse 13. Give me eloquent speech in my mouth before the lion. Turn his mind to hate him that fighteth against us. There may be an end of him and of all that are like-minded to him. Verse 14. But deliver us with thine hand and help me, that I am desolate, and which have no other helper but you. Verse 15. You know it's all things of Yahweh. You know it that I hate the honor of the unrighteous, and abhor the bed of the uncircumcised, and of all the nations. Verse 16, you know it's my necessity, for I abhor the sign of my high estate, which is upon my head in the days wherein I show myself, that I abhor it as a mistress rag, that I wear it not when I am private by myself. Verse 17, that thine handmaid am not eaten at a man's table, that I have not greatly esteemed the king's feast, nor drunk the wine of the drink. Offering. Verse number 18. Yet hath thy handmaid any joy since the day that I was brought hither to this present. But in thee, O Yahweh, Yahweh of Abraham. Verse number 19. O thou mighty Yahweh above all, hear the voice of the forlorn, and deliver us out of the hands of the mischievous, and deliver me out of my fear.
That's a big countdown, Brother Yahweh Israel. But what did she say again in verse 5 and 6? Listen what Esther said, and listen, and you got to examine yourself. Remember, the greatest legacy that you can leave is to pass on to your loved ones the understanding of the Bible. And you got to understand one thing. You are the sheep. When you see the word sheep in the Bible, it's talking about one specific people's. The 12 tribes of Israel. And a sheep cannot make it without a shepherd. So you must be up on an anointed leadership to be able to pass this on. See, when we got that self-will spirit, we lose. Because the Bible says it's one people out of the 18 nations, they are called the sheep. A sheep cannot make it without anointed leadership. So when you let the world tell you, well, I can do my own thing. And that's why he put down the 99 to go find the one that was lost. Because the one that lost, you cannot make it on your own. You got to stay into the pack. And that's what you have to understand. And that's what we're trying to bring to the table. What's the reading that Brother Yahdai, Israel?
The book of Esther, the Apocrypha, chapter 14, verse number 5 and verse number 6 reads. Book of Esther 14, verse number 5. From my youth up, I have heard in the tribe of my family that you, O Yahuwah, took Israel from among all people, now fathers from all their predecessors, for perpetual inheritance. You have performed whatsoever thou did promise them. Verse number 6. Now we have sinned before thee, for if thou given us into the hand of our enemies.
Now you see that? So she said, I was told. So I was told to pass on that we in captivity because we have sinned against you. Because I was told that it was written in the records that Israel is a separate people from the other nations. So today, we look at the assimilation of the other nations. But we find out right now that Esther's sin, that is a sin to the peoples of the book. Now, you see what you're learning on the way of learning something? Now, where did she read that from? Where did she rehearse that righteous act from? That means someone pointed her back to the book even further than where we going, but we going down, we keep going. We're going to Nehemiah chapter 1. Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 1, and we'll pick up at 6 down to 11. So you see, you have to be able to sit your loved ones down and get them away from that one-eye Satan and show them how to rehearse the righteous act. Because you know what it really do for you if you show them how to rehearse the righteous act? You know what you can do for your loved ones? Second Ezra, chapter 7, 21. Let's get that out the way and come right back. Second Ezra 7, 21. Listen to what he says in Second Ezra 7, 21, and we're coming right back to Nehemiah 1, verse 6 through 11. See, this is so important for us to come on the network and tell you now, we're going to make your brains burn. We hope you will research what we present to you and apply it for yourself and your loved ones, even if it's your grandkids. Got it? Good. What it says in 7:21 of 2 Ezra there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse number 21 reads, for Yahweh have given strength to her instruction to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
Mm-hmm. He don't give you straight a foundation called the first five books that's not done away with. To go back and check it and see what they're saying because it's applied to you today. The 17 nations have told you, you don't need that anymore. And when you send a ministry to tell you that, you just lost. And everybody that's up under your roof, they have lost. Because they remain in the 21:16 of Proverbs we're not going to read. That's called the congregation of the dead. Keep that in your mind. Now, Brother Yahdai Israel, don't forget to peep at that list. Just get an idea briefly on that. What is the CDC, coronavirus 19. You know they got a list they will not tell you. So many have taken this coronavirus shot. And we got takes on it way back, and we ain't getting off into that. But you got a list so long, by the time you get to look at the list so long, you say, I'll be doggone. That the ones that have taken this shot and the after effect that they have, and it's right there, you go on your computer, you pull up the CDC Corona 19 list. Country on that list. And you will say, nah, nah, nah. So you got anything on that, Brother Yahweh, that we can read there? Just kind of briefly say something on the CDC Corona 19 list. Just briefly, come on.
All right, I'm looking at the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It's called, this particular article is the 19 Data Tracker. This is within the last 30 days, case total in the last 30 days. It reads 33,877,470 cases in the last 30 days. Death totals in the last 30 days, 606,526. Adult.
Hold that part. Good. That's it. We want the national audience to do a little research. Put in what Brother Yagdah just got through and look at the places. Every country is in there, you know, showing you about the death list of the coronavirus 19 shots. Now, one more time, we're going to leave that alone. We're just going to put that there because we have done, remember, a wise seer and the elders, the teachers will inform their peoples, if you listen, in advance, what to do and what not to do. Because remember, once you go eyeball to eyeball with yourself and it is shown soundly that you yourself are a St. John 10:27. Once you find out you are a St. John 10:27, what does it say in St. John 10:27?
Book of St. John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me.
Your grips and look in that mirror that you are a sheep. I don't care how long your pocket is or how short your pocket is. If you're a member of the 12 tribes of Israel, you are a sheep. And you need to be up on an anointed leadership, the shepherds, the anointed leadership that can show you the way before you get caught up with something very grievous. Well, Paul talked about this too. Paul said something in 28th chapter. Don't take a look at what Paul said. Now, Paul was talking. He was looking at the one that he knew through records that they was a sheep. And he told them something in the 20th chapter, the sheep. He said, hey, sheep, which represented the tribes of Israel that scattered. He said something to them in 20 verse 29 and 30. He said something to them. Look what he said to the sheep was representing you in the Acts 20, 29, 30. What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What did he say?
The book of Acts, chapter 20, verse number 29, verse number 30 reads, Acts chapter 20, verse number 29. For I know this, that after my departing, the grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Verse 30. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples, followers after them.
Mm-hmm. And that will happen. Now, right now, we don't know who we are. We're up on a Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and all of them is contrary to the Bible. When you do your research, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism got nothing to do with the Bible. You was never given a religion. You was given a way of life. You was given a way of life, and you're supposed to be sent in ministry that can show you exactly the way to go from anointed leadership to take it back home to your loved ones, grandbabies or whatever, and take it back to them and send them down to avoid punishment on them. That's the legacy you're supposed to leave your offspring. Not that old piece of car that's going to rust up or that home. Because when you leave that home in a couple of hours, they're going to pull out pistols every type of way and try to take more than they got coming. But what you're going to put in their head is the word of YHWH pronunciation, Yahuwah, in their head. Because she said, she made a profound statement. She said, now, I was told about these things. Let's go back to Nehemiah now. And although Nehemiah pulled it from Deuteronomy, but we just going to go to Nehemiah and pull it out. But see, you're supposed to sit your loved ones down and show them step by step. That's why you're supposed to do all you can to keep the records that's written in this Bible. And we ain't going to read Leviticus 24:1-8 every Sabbath day. You're supposed to get in order and make a righteous gathering among the six anointed camps every Sabbath day. Every Sabbath day. You know what kind of Sabbath day is? When the sun goes down on Friday to the sun goes down on Saturday. That's the Bible Sabbath day. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to pop in them places on the first day of the week. And we're going to look at your Bible dictionary and tell you the first day of the week is Sunday. And that is sun worshiping. You're not doing Bible worshiping with the Bible in your hand unless you keep the sundown on Friday, sundown on Saturday. Now you line up with the Bible. But you're not lining up with the Bible. So wrong breeds wrong. And we're trying to correct you to help others. If you don't want to help yourself, help someone else. Understand that you've been duped by the 17 nations. We come to show you that was written. Now we're going back to Nehemiah there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. So what are we reading out of Nehemiah? You on the clock, come on.
Look at Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse number 6 through 11. Look at Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse number 6. Nehemiah 1, verse number 6. Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the family of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the family of Israel, which we have sinned against you, for I and my father's family have sinned. Verse number 7. We have dealt very corruptly against you, and I kept your Torah instructions, nor your statutes, nor your judgment, which you commanded your servant Moses. Verse number 8. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, sin, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. Verse number 9. But if you turn unto me and keep my Torah instructions and do them, though there were of you cast out to the uttermost parts of the heaven, you will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto this place that I have chosen to set my name there. Verse number 10. And these are thy servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hands. Verse number 11. O Yahuwah, I beseech you, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant, to the prayer of your servants, who desire to fear your name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, grant him mercy in the sight of this man. I was the king's cupbearer.
He was in captivity. He was talking that good talk. He was talking that good talk, and he said something else. He brought it back. He brought back some more good stuff in the ninth chapter of Nehemiah. He said some good stuff too in verse 14 and 20. He said, listen. He said, if you keep your verse 14 right, you will receive verse 20. We're going to Nehemiah chapter. He said, listen, he's on you. He said in Nehemiah chapter 9:14, and he said, guess what? If you got that right, then guess what's going to visit you in verse 20? Let's read what Ben seems to be talking about. Come on.
Book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 14, and verse number 20 reads, Book of Nehemiah 9, verse number 14, and made it known unto them your righteous Sabbath, commanded them precepts, statutes, your Torah instructions, by the hand of Moses, your servant. Verse number 20. You gave us also your good spirit to instruct them, and withheld not manna from their mouths. You gave them water for their thirst.
Mm-hmm. See, when you're doing the Sabbath day, the righteous day, he will send down with you that good spirit. That's what you want. You want the good spirit to instruct you. See, you need to be instructed. So that is the key. But you have to know who you are, and I don't care how famous and rich you are. According to the Bible, you're a sheep, and a sheep must be upon a anointed leadership that you can read. And then you'll see the brain start being more correct, and you won't have to make statements about the other nations because your mighty one will step up and take care of them there. Now, what do you case in point? I hear you, WCC. Let's go to Judas chapter 5 and let me show you in 20 and 21. See, the world know this. See, one thing about the world, they know this. It's just you don't know that. And that's why we ask you today and poll you, who are you? What is your responsibility that you're supposed to do? Who are you? You know what you tell us? I'm an African American, I'm a Negro, I'm a color, or I'm a super cool, I'm just black. That can't cut it in the Bible. That's why your offspring is in trouble today because of you not seeking the understanding, but it's never too late. Now's the time. You know what that means about now's the time? I got to hold that point. You know, especially if pull some out behind that. Now's the time. Turn to Psalm 97 for a minute. Say 95 verse 7. See, understand, when we come on this network, we come to do one thing, is to make your brain think. Make you think. And all the way you're going to get the answer, you got to look down in this book. So in 95 verse 7, can you help me out? What do it say in Psalms 95 verse 7? Yeah, brother, y'all got here. What did it say there anyway?
The book of Psalm 95. Verse number 7, for he is our Yahweh, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand.
Mm-hmm. Verse 8, right here, verse 7 and 8. Give me 7. Give me 7 and 8 again. Yeah. Come on back to Psalm 95, verse 7 and 8. See, if you don't learn nothing, I hope you learn plenty, that you are a sheep. And everybody in the Bible knew that you was a sheep, but now you think you big. Now, I'm just Big Bob now. Who are you? Oh, I'm Big Bob. Yeah, okay, Big Bob. Or I'm Coca-Cola salad. Okay, Coca-Cola salad. According to this Bible, we're going to find out who you are. And David speaking from the mouth of the Almighty in Psalms in 1 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. That's what mouth he's sticking from. And this is what the Spirit told David to write, who you is. In 95, verse 7 through 9. What it says in Psalms 95, 7 through 9 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 95, verse number 7 through 9 reads, Psalm 95, verse 7. For he is our Yahweh, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, verse 8, hear not your mind, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Verse 9, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work.
Paul was invited to a great big southern king temple. And Peter said, okay, Paul, you come there, you want to talk on the microphone? He said, yeah. Don't take the microphone, Paul. So Paul was invited to the southern kingdom where Temple was at. So he grabbed the microphone. Let's see these speakers' own thoughts. What did Paul say in the book of Hebrew? Look at the title called Hebrew, chapter 3, verse 7, 7 and 8. Matter of fact, 7 through 9. What did he say? 7 through 9. They give me 13 and 15. book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew, chapter 3 through 9. Let's get down to 13 and 15. Listen good. Come on.
The book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews, chapter 3, verse number 7 through 9. Verse number 13 and 15 reads, the book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews, chapter 3, verse number 7. Wherefore, as the righteous spirit saith, today if you will hear his voice, verse number 8, harden not your mind as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Verse number 9, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Verse 13, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today. He said, did any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin? Verse 15, while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your mind as in the provocation.
Mm-hmm. And what happened? With all that good talk, what happened in verse 18 and 19? Now, all that good profound talking, what happened in verse 18 and 19?
Verse number 18. And to whom swear ye that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? Verse number 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
You see that? Now you see what happened? We've been duped down so bad now, and like many loved ones, I'm so confused. I don't know what to do now. And they jump everywhere. They go to Islam. They come out of Christianity and go to Islam. They do everything, Judaism. I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. But when you're confused and you don't have an offspring, guess what? You take that same confusion and you mess them up. I'm confused. I don't know what to believe no more. Told you in the Bible what to believe. Huh? He told you in the Bible what to believe. He made it plain what to believe in Acts 15:15. I don't know what to believe no more. I don't know what's going on. I'm a Christian today. I'm a Islamic tomorrow. Judaism the next day. I'm confused. I don't know what to believe. Then why don't you sit in the right ministry and they'll show you in the Bible what you're supposed to believe. How about believing what's written in Acts 15:15? Why not believe that? What it says in Acts 15:15?
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse number 15 reads. Book of Acts, chapter 15, verse number 15. And to this agree the words of the seer, as it is written.
So he tell you what to agree. Well, I don't know what to believe. Well, believe what the Bible just told you to believe. And he pulled that from 2 Chronicles 20:20, the last two lines. He pulled that verse. See what he did? He pulled the verse. 2 Chronicles 20:20, the last two lines. He pulled that verse. You think he came over there on his own to tell that Southern King and that? No. He pulled it from the left side of the book in 2 Chronicles 20:20, the last two lines. What do you say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 2 Chronicles 20, verse number 20. Believe in Yahweh, your Yahweh, so shall you be established. Believe in seer, so shall you prosper.
That's where he pulled it from. He's telling you what to believe. Believe what the man had the seers to write. You remember we read over there in 119-100, the six anointed camps know more than them because we keep the precept. All we got to do is read where they went right and where they went wrong, yeah? Where they went wrong and where they went right, and all we do is just rehearse what they say. We ain't got to think of nothing. All we got to do is know how to turn to it and read what they derive to them, all of them, and how to get back. And all of it written in this book. You ain't got to watch that one-eyed Satan at any time. It's to govern yourself and your people. This is all you need to help you understand, to get your brain on straight. It's understand everything you need is written in this book. Now, the Almighty Son prophesies him coming. So we're going to see what was said in the 24th chapter of Luke, verse 24 and 25. Listen what he told them. He camped on the brothers doing a whole lot of bumping the gun. He was bumping the gun from 15 all the way to, he listened to them, from verse 15 all the way to 24. Now he's going to let them say the last statement in verse 24. Then he's going to tell them something. So you watch a person, he got his mouth going and no book read. When he got their mouth going and no book read, you watch him real carefully. There's a lie coming up and a lie coming down. So the Almighty Son heard the brother walking and talking that smack from verse 15. He let them get the last statement in verse 24. Then he responded to them with two verses. Now he's going to respond to them that were bumping their gums in Luke 24, 25, and 26. What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What did the Almighty Son say? Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse number 25, verse 26 reads. Book of Luke 24, verse 25. And he said unto them, O fools, slow of mind to believe all that the seer has spoken. Verse 26. Oh, now your father son shall have suffered these things, and to enter into his greatness.
Then he said, now, if you got a problem with that, he said, he dropped a 27 and 44 on him. He said, what ministry have y'all been up under? He said, do you know what verse 27 and 44 say and verse 46, 24, 27, 44, 46? Well, I'll tell you what, let's make a little sharp meal out of it. Look at verse number 27 and skip down to 44 down to 46. What is saying there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
The book of Luke 24, verse number 27, 44 through 46 reads. Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the seers, is founded unto them in all the scriptures. The thing concerning himself. Verse 44. He said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the Torah instructions of Moses, in the seal, in the Son concerning me. Verse 45. Then open ye their understanding, that they might understand. 46. He said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoove Yahweh the Son to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day.
You see, he said in verse 45, he opened up, this is how you open up the children of Israel's head. You got to go into the Bible and read to them scripture. Because we got people who beat themselves down. I wonder if I could have done this right. I wonder if I'd have done that right. I wonder what would have happened. I wonder if I'd have done it this way, what would have happened. That's why you have to make sure you're in the right ministry, and the scripture will tell you in the book of Job, chapter 14, verse number 4 and 5. Listen good. See, so you got people beating themselves up today. I wonder what I could have done. Could I have done anything to avoid whatever did happen? I'm kicking myself in the brain. Guess what? All your answers is in this book right here. You've got to be in the right ministry. Look what Issachar's boy say, the book of Job 14, verse number 4 and 5. Listen to what's written. Job chapter 14. What's written, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Job chapter 14, verse number 4, verse number 5 reads. Look at Job 14, verse 4. Who could bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Verse 5. Seeing their days are determined, the number of their months are with you. You have appointed their bounds that they cannot pass.
Mm-hmm. So you see, he just said in verse 5, when you come into this world, the Almighty already has set the clock that when he's going to cut you off in advance. So it's no accident of your loved ones is no longer with you. He says to Job, to put it in writing, the only one going to pick up on this is the sixth anointed camp of voices of the two Israelites. He said, now, in Job 14, verse 4, he said, who can make something clean that is unclean? Not one. Meaning, if I didn't tell you that you can read to worship me on Sunday, first day of the week, I don't care how you dress up, how you look at it, it's unclean. I told you I want Friday night to Saturday night. That's my day. Who can make sun worshiping Sunday clean? Not one. So you're in these ministry keeping Sunday is not clean. You get no points from your mighty one. And that's what happened to you when you broke away from the covenant of understanding. Okay? And that's why we come humble enough, six nights we can take it. Let's examine this book again. Let's now, I don't care what age you are, let's help somebody else now. Stand something. We're doing it wrong. Sunday is the wrong day to worship the God of the Bible, the Father and the Son. Wrong day. The right day is Friday night to Saturday night. That's the right day with the Bible open. Blessed be the seventh day of the week. You look in your Bible, your dictionary, and look up the seventh day. He'll tell you, seventh day, Saturday. Saturday, that's the day I get time in the hand. I know, and that's from Satan the devil to have you not worship it on Saturday, and you do it on Sunday, the first day of the week, which is contrary to the Bible. You see what you did? So now, 14 verse 5, Issachar's boy says what in verse 5? Listen what he said for you today. 14 verse 5, listen good.
The book of Job 14, verse number 5 reads, seeing the days are determined, the number of their months are with you. You have appointed their bounds that they cannot pass.
He already appointed your bound, your loved ones bound, everybody's bound been already appointed. And nobody going to pass the guideline that he already got written. And that's why we call him this on his network to tell you, listen, get right with your mighty one. You the only one don't know your time. He knew his time. And that's another lesson. But he can pull you away any given time. So today, when you hear the voice of the mighty one coming from the sixth anointed camp, take another look at what you own. Everybody that have passed and gone past, it's already written in the good book of the Almighty, and you're not going past it. Get yourself right and understand this to help somebody after you, that everything is orchestrated and determined by your mighty one. Now, in Psalms 119, verse 104, look what it says here. It makes a profound statement. We're going to read it. You make notes of it. 119, 104, what does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Psalm 119, verse number 104 reads, through your precepts I get understanding, for I hate every false way.
Through the precepts you get understanding. Just like you read what Issachar 4 said in 14, verse 4 and 5, then you precept your Bible, and your Bible will talk to you by going to Psalms 104, verse 9. All you do is precept your Bible. Here a little bit, there a little bit. We're not going to read Isaiah 28, 13. We're not even going to read it. Verse 10 is the key, down to 13. Listen to me. When you precept your Bible, you ain't got to beat yourself on nothing happened. Look what he says over here in 104, verse 9. Now, the missing spirit told old David, hey, David, you hear what old Job said? Yeah, I heard. Well, then you put something down in the book, too, in 1000 B.C. You put something down in the book. 104, verse 9, what it say?
The book of Psalms 104, verse number 9 reads, Psalms 104, verse number 9, that set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth.
He said he got a bound, and you're not going to pass. I don't care if you drink aloe vera and run a treadmill at the same time. He already got it written when you coming in this world and when you getting up out of here. Huh? You can make your days, you can get yourself in trouble. I tell you that. You say, hey, this person really got themselves in trouble. Let me show you how you get yourself in trouble. Let me show you something. Once you got a calling on you, show you how to get yourself in trouble. Let's go to the seer. Now, the seer Ezekiel was told to put something in the book. He said, seer, you know, I noticed something about you, seer Ezekiel. I noticed you don't have Acts chapter 8, verse 26 in you. What he says in Acts 8, verse 26 and 30. He said, I noticed something about you, Ezekiel the seer. He said, I'm peeping on you. He said, something about you that I'm not seeing in you something. In the book of Acts, the man of Yahweh was told something. Let's see what he says in 8:26. What it says in Acts 8:26. What was he told to do?
The book of Acts 8, verse 26. And the minister spirit of Yahweh spake unto Philip, saying, arise, go toward the south, to the way that goeth down from Yahdah Judah, unto God, which is death.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what he did when the minister spirit told him, hey, I got some business for you to take care of for the son and the father. Arise and go take care of it. Let's see how he responds. Now, you look in the mirror and tell me how do you respond. Let's see what he did in verse 30.
Verse number 30. And Philip ran thither to him.
What did he do, brother? Yahweh, Israel?
And Philip ran thither to him.
There you go right there. Now you got the Almighty's attention. So Philip ran thither because you know what he did? He read what was written in Ezekiel 24, 14 through 22 and 24. See, that's why you got to have the record. You got to know, stop trying to think outside of this book. Hey, you know why? You know why he ran thither? He stopped what he was doing? He might was sent to table. His wife brought him a nice, big, hot meal. But the Spirit told him, hey, some business to take care of. He stopped what he was doing and broke out running. What did he know? Did he know the same thing Esther knew when she wrote? Let's find out. You need to know when it comes down to the Almighty's business. To go on to Ezekiel 24, 14 to 22. And this is a good message for you to always remember. Ezekiel, chapter 24, verse 14 to 22 and 24. Listen good. Come on, brother Yahdah Israel.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 24, verse number 14 to 22. And verse 24 reads, book of Ezekiel, 24, verse number 14. And Yahweh has spoken it. It shall come to pass. And I will do it. I will not go back. Neither will I spare, neither will I repent, according to your ways, according to your doing, shall I judge you, saith Yahweh. Verse 15, also the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 16, son of man, you are taken away from you the desire of your eyes with a stroke, yet neither shall thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tear run down. Verse 17, forbear to cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tie of your head upon you, and put on your shoes upon your feet. Cover not your lips, and eat not the bread of men. Psalm 18. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at evening
my wife died. And I did it, and I did it in the morning as I was commanded. Verse number 19, people said unto me, "Will thou not tell us what these things are to us that thou doest?" Verse 20, then I answered them, "The word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying," verse 21, "speak unto the family of Israel, thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I will profane my people, the excellence of your strength, to desire your eyes, that which your soul pitieth, and your sons and your daughters, whom you have left, shall fall by the sword." Verse 22, "And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of me." Verse 24, Thus Ezekiel the seer is unto you a sign. According to all that he hath done, shall you do. And when this cometh, you shall know that I am Yahuwah."
What did he just say? He said, "Ezekiel, I've noticed that you got your desires and your eyes is your mate, your wife." He said, "Because I told you to do something and you had a spirit, you sit around and discuss with her what I want you to do. When I tell you to do something, you do what I tell you to do immediately. But you know what we do? We want to sit there and discuss with the better half what we're supposed to do. Tell you what I do for you, Ezekiel, and you'll be a sign for those to come after you. When I tell you to do something, you stop whatever you're doing and get busy. So I tell you what I'm going to do for everybody to understand this thing. My way is first. It's no discussion. So I'm going to take away the desires of your eyes, Ezekiel, with a stroke." He didn't know what that means. But when he got back home, his wife was laying out like a cork. And he said, "You better not cry. Get up and go and tell them children of Israel that desires their eyes in this temple site. I'm going to tear all that down, and I'm sending every last one of y'all into captivity. Because what my words is going to stand." That's written in the 11th chapter, verse 23. Let's see what he says in Numbers 11, 23. See, this man that y'all is playing around with, thinking this man is sweet, whatever you call him, this man got some 15, verse 3 in him in Exodus. This man that you is fumbling around with, watching that one-eyed Satan, is a Exodus 15:3 man. And you need to know the one of this Bible is an Exodus 15:3 man. Huh? Not the sweet colored guy that got hit offside the head. This guy is a Exodus 15, verse 3. What do you say in 15, verse 3?
The book of Exodus 15, verse number 3. Yahuwah is a man of war. Yahuwah is his name.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
When you got a calling on you, and you got to discuss Yahuwah's business with your wife or anybody else, Yahuwah said, "That's a sign, Ezekiel." Ezekiel is a sign. When Yahuwah's business on the table is no discussing anything, you get right up and take care of Yahuwah's business. Well, I don't want to hear your mouth, so I'm gonna hang around for a little bit longer. We just tell Ezekiel. Ezekiel, you the seer, ain't is that right? Yeah. I'm gonna take away the desires of your eyes with a stroke. He didn't understand what that means. He got to tell the children of Israel through things, and he came back. His wife was laying out like a cork. Huh? What's that mean? When it comes down to Yahuwah's business, it's no discussion. You get Yahuwah's business out the way, or the desires of your eyes be taken away. Be on talking about it. You get up and be action, and Yah, just like Philip was. And the Spirit came to Philip. Say, "Arise and catch that old Israelite that's coming out of Ethiopia. He needs some word in him." "Oh, well, my wife is getting out to give me my dinner." "Oh, yeah?" He said, "You must have read what I just got through saying in the 24-24. Go back to 24-24 of Ezekiel. Do you know what Do you know what Ezekiel 24:24 says? What did it say about the Yahweh Israel, Ezekiel 24:24?
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 24, verse number 24 reads, Thus Ezekiel, the seer, is unto you a sign. According to all that he hath done, shall you do. When this cometh, you shall know that I am Yahweh.
Ain't that something? You hear that? That is the sign. If you got a calling on you in Yahweh's business, it ain't nothing to stress about. Get busy in Yahweh before whatever your desires could be a piece of car. Your desires could be your job. Whatever your desire is, Yahweh said, I can take it away from you with a stroke. When you got a calling on you, you make sure Yahweh's business is done in a hurry. Never forget that. All right. So let's go a little further. Because you got a lot of things on the table that we need to talk about. Let's run to Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 25 for a minute there, Brother Yahweh. Okay, well, hold that up. Let's run back to Ezekiel chapter 9. Come back to Ezekiel chapter 9 for a minute. Because Ezekiel made a profound statement. Because Ezekiel 9, he got on point then. And he told them children of Israel, because he was a man of the hour to talk to them. He said, what I did, you better do. Now he's talking to Ezekiel again in the 9th chapter. And look what he says in 1 through 11 to Ezekiel. He's talking to Ezekiel the seer. Remember one thing, one of the greatest mysteries is how he talks to his people. He got a protocol. All that jumping out of line about what he told you, he ain't told you, Jack. It don't work like that. Now you're hearing how he operates. This is how he operates according to the book. Ezekiel chapter 9, 1 through 11. Listen good, because he want to tell Ezekiel something. Ezekiel got a little weak in the knees, too, behind this. He showed him a vision about something. Let's see how he respond to it in Ezekiel chapter 9, 1 through 11. How they respond to that, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on.
Book of Ezekiel chapter 9, verse number 1 through 11 reads, Book of Ezekiel 9, verse number 1, Cries also in my ear with a loud voice saying, Call them that have charge over the city to draw near, every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. Verse number 2. Behold, 6 men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies towards the north. Every man a slaughtering weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with the right of inkhorn by his side. They went and stood beside the brazen altar. Verse number 3. The greatness of Yahweh of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the right hand by his side. Verse number 4. Yahweh said unto him, Go to the midst of the city, to the midst of Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom. Set a mark upon the forehead of the men that sat, and that cried for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Verse number 5. He said in my hearing, for you have to enter through the city and smite, that not your eyes fail, neither have you pity. Verse number 6. Slay utterly old, young, both maids, little children, and women. But come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. And they begin at the ancient men which were before the temple. Verse number 7. He said unto them, defile the temple, and fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. Verse number 8. And it came to pass while they were slaying them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, O Yahweh, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel, and thou pouring out of your fury upon Yahweh Judah. Verse number 9. Then said he unto me, The sins of the family of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. The land is full of blood. The city is full of perverseness. They say Yahweh hath forsaken the earth, and Yahweh feareth not. Verse number 10. And as for me also, my eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity
and I will recompense their weight upon their head. Verse 11. Behold, a man clothed with linen, which hath the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you have commanded me.
Excellent. You see that? I have done. You see now, you see how he operates? What is it going to take you to do what is command of you? That's the spirit you got to have. I have done what you command me to do. And that's why if you recognize you're a sheep, you must find out where its anointed leadership is and ask, what can I get in to fit in at? Because I'm hearing that this man that we've been calling the sweet one is a terrible man. Matter of fact, this man right here, let me tell you something about this man, that we sit there and go on the wrong day, call him the wrong name. Let me tell you who this man really is. Let Issachar's boy introduce who this man really is. Let's see if we pull that out. See, we've been taught wrong so long, and then we pass on wrong. And we told you plainly, can't nothing clean come out of something unclean. We've been taught so much by the 17 nations, we ain't got a clue why we in the condition we're in today. Well, we want to introduce this man of the Bible to you, and we're going to introduce this man to the Bible with you. But you can be clear who this guy is that you is not serving the way he wants you to serve. Let's go to Issachar's boy, the book of Job, and look at the 18th chapter and look at verse number 11. See, it's the world in verse 11. And we're going to read down, and he's going to introduce and tell you exactly who he is. You actually got a bad neighbor. Oh, I'm in a bad community myself. Oh, my neighbor is so bad. You know, and all type of things going on. Okay, good. But let Issachar boy tell you something in the 18th chapter, verse 11 to 14. Well, sooner or later, you will understand one thing. The one that you go on to the wrong day, calling the wrong name, the one you keep dragging your feet on, he's going to tell you exactly who he is in verse number 14. But we're going to read verse 11 and get down to it. Come on.
The book of Job, chapter 18, verse number 11, verse number 14 reads. Job chapter 18, verse number 11.
Left. 11 down to 14. Thank you, that brother Yahdai Israel. Just walk him down for this war that you keep on doing everything you can to be contrary to this man. He's going to tell you exactly who he is in verse 14. But 11 has got you hemmed up. Come on.
The book of Job, chapter 18, verse number 11, verse number 14 reads. Job, chapter 18, verse 11. Terror shall make him afraid on every side and shall drive him to his feet. Verse 14, his confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle. And they shall bring him of terror.
This man that you is fumbling around with trying to figure out what happened to this person and why did it take my baby away from me and why he did. This man, I told you, I'm the king of terror. He said, you don't have me first. Huh? And guess what? The clock started ticking once you hear the message. You're never too old to hear the message. And you're never too old to change. Let me tell you something. This man that we is snuffing the nose at is the king of terror. And the one that got you in terror now by getting you red line on what neighbor was bad and what neighbor was not. He said, I got them coming too. But sooner or later, you'll meet the king of terror. Probably you'll be on the right side of the ones that's talking to you now. Get in where you fit in before it's too late. Huh? Now, let's run and look at some prophecy real quick there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's look at a little prophecy real quick. Let's run and see exactly what is this saying over here in Revelation? I tell you what, give me 11, 18, just get warmed up for a minute. Let's run to Revelation. This is end time prophecy. Now, this, when you read Revelation 1, 17 through 19 and 4, 1, John was told to write the hereafter. So when Jar put his pen down in 96 A.D., it ain't no story to tell about your mighty one. The God with the middle spirit came down and told John, 1:17-19 and 4:1. John write the hereafter. So after 96 A.D., the story of the Almighty have been told. Anything come after 96 A.D. is from Satan the devil. And what came after 96 A.D.? The enemy. Islam. Judaism. Do your own thing. Do it till you're satisfied. Huh? All that came after John Penn was down. So all that's from Satan the devil. If you understand you are a sheep of the pastor of your maker, you must be upon anointed leadership. Satan made it plain in the book of Adam and Eve 57. He made a profound statement, claimed he said something to Cain, what he going to do. He looked Adam and Eve eyeball to eyeball, and he said something in the 57th chapter 7 through 10. Let's see what he said to Adam and Eve. Adam, the book of Adam and Eve, 57, 7 through 10. Listen carefully what old Satan, the devil, told Adam, and he told, and Eve was listening, in verse 7 through 10. What did he say there, Father Yahtai Israel?
The first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse number 7 through 10 reads, first book of Adam and Eve, 57, verse 7. But now, O Adam, by reason of your fault, you are under my rule. I am king over you, because you have hearkened to me and have sinned against your Yahweh. Neither will there be any deliverance from my hand until the day promised you by your Yahweh. Verse number 8. Again he said, inasmuch as we do not know the day agreed upon with you by your Yahweh, nor the hour in which thou shalt be delivered, for that reason will we multiply war and murder upon you and your seed after you. Verse number 9, this is our will and our good pleasure, that we may not leave one of the sons of men to inherit our order in heaven. Verse number 10, for as to our bowed, O Adam, it is in the burning fire. We will not seek our evil doing, no, not one day, nor one hour. Now, O Adam, shall so fire upon you, you cometh into the cave to dwell there.
Mm-hmm. So Adam told the one that is him, he's after it. I'm delivered up. He gonna make war with you until I'm thrown in the fire. Huh? He gonna make war with you until I am thrown in the fire. And you know what? We can read when he gonna be thrown in the fire. Let's go and read where he gonna be thrown in the fire, so to be clear that this man that you listen to right now, put in your almighty second. We can read that he going to do exactly what was said until Yahweh burn him in the fire. And we're going to get that in 20 verse number, what are we going, 2020 of End Time Prophecy Revelation. So we can read that you continue to listen to this man telling you about dragging your feet and taking care of Yahweh's business. Because his time is going to run out. His time is going to run out. And we're going to see exactly. But we, you know what? The good part about it, we can read when this time going to run out. We can read from John telling you it's going to run out. Let's see what we can read of that there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What is it? Revelation chapter 20, round by verse 12 or 20. Which one is it? Which one when he talks about his time is running, his time have ran out? How about 20 verse 10? See, here's the point. We can read this man that you're following right now. And matter of fact, you know why we know you're following him? Let's go to Vision of Paul, verse 3, and come right back here. See, we know you're following him, because if you wasn't following him, then Paul was taken to put this in writing in the Vision of Paul, verse 3. What did he say in the Vision of Paul, verse 3?
Bring from the vision of Paul, verse number 3.
and from the book of the vision of Paul. Vision of Paul. Verse number 3 reads, while I was in the body, which I was snatched up to the third heaven, the word of Yahuwah came to me, saying, speak to the people. I said, when will you transgress sin? He sinned upon sin and tempt Yahuwah who made you. You are the sons and daughters of Yahuwah doing the works of the devil.
Ain't that something? He said you're doing the works of the devil, see, right? You're doing the works of the devil. Whenever you got to look over your shoulder and say, well, I better get back because I don't want to have my better half. I don't want to help my mouth to run. You're just doing the work of the devil. And Yahuwah going to say, I'll fix you for that. Because I'll give you a warning first. I'll send to show you that when it's time for my business, you're supposed to have more balance to the ounce, and I love to remove that what holds you up in taking care of my business. He said, now let Ezekiel 24:24 be a sign for you. I don't care who mouth you getting ready to hear. I'm going to take care of Yahuwah's business first. Then afterwards, I take care of whatever business come along. But one thing about it, I'm going to make sure my mighty one is right. Because we can read his hand. Here is the end right here, the 20th chapter. Here is his end right here, 20 verse 10. See, we can read his end, and you continue to follow what he got on the table, and we can read his end right now, 20 verse 10, end time prophecy. What does it say?
Book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse number 10 reads, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beasts, the false shepherds are, shall be tormented day and night forever.
He says, the one that you have listened to from Satan, I got him, and you tied to his hip, and he said, bottom line, you will be in the fire, and you is tormented day and night. Now, why don't you want to get in a position like that, that you're going to end up in the fire? Tormented forever and ever. Even cake don't taste that good. Do it. To be tormented with fire forever and ever for dragging your feet on YHWH Yahuwah's business. His business is this book and be a sign to those that come behind you. You got that? Remember that. They're going to end. In Psalms chapter 85, verse 10 and 11, can you help me out what it says? What got to happen, Brother Yahuwah Israel, in Psalms chapter 85, verse 10 and 11. Can you help me out a little bit?
The book of Psalms chapter 85, verse number 10, verse number 11 reads, book of Psalms chapter 85, verse number 10. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness, Torah instruction, and peace each other. Verse number 11. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and the Torah instruction, righteousness, shall look down from heaven.
Ain't that something? Read verse 10 again. Oh yeah, that is it. Did you hear the man just said in verse? You talking about a kissing party? Did you hear about the kissing party? It is an 85 verse 10. Listen to those good old hug them up and kiss them up party. And verse 10, 85 verse 10, come on.
The book of Psalms 85, verse number 10. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness, the Torah instructions, and peace have kissed each other.
That's you know, this is the greatest piece of literature. Why are you thinking outside of this thing? This is the thing. But remember what you read in Ezekiel 9, verse 11? What did you read in 9, verse 11 there? Because some was poor. Come back to Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 11. One more time there, Brother Yahuwah Israel.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, verse number 11 reads, Ezekiel 9, verse number 11. Behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the ink horn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you have commanded.
I have done what you have commanded me. You hear that, see, right here? And you know what? You know that verse is pulling, don't you? From like Job, I mean, back to Genesis 6:22. That verse is pulled too. See, everything is pulled, and that's why we don't know why you got these think tanks with no book open. Why would you do all this thinking with no book open and the book got everything covered? All you got to make sure you up under the right leadership, and they go in the book and tell you where you're at, how to correct where you're at. That verse is pulled from Genesis chapter 6, verse 22. This is the greatest piece of literature it is. Let me say it in Genesis chapter 6, verse 22. What does it say there, Brother Yagdai? Yes, brother.
Look at Genesis 6, verse 22 reads, Thus did Noah, according to all that Yahweh commanded him, so he did.
Now you see that? So he did. I don't care who to my left, who to my right. I'm doing what Yahweh command to be done. And because in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 and 21, do you know anointed leadership, six anointed camp, do you know this written in this book, verse 20 and 21? Huh? Do you know when the seers dropped that oil sign, that stick head of yours, you got to go? Huh? Look what we got written over here. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. What does it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 and verse 21 reads, the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, But you have an unction from the righteous one, and you know all things. Verse 21. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth.
And guess what you got to do? You got to be a 1 Ezra 8, 3 through 7. What it says in 1 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 3, 9, and verse 7. Let me tell you something. We know when you're ready. We know when you're ready. And we're going to tell you what kind of ready you got to get yourself prepared to be. We're going to let Ezra tell you what kind of ready you got to get yourself to be. We're going to first Ezra chapter 8 and pick up verse 3 on to verse 7. Listen to what is said by old Ezra. We're going to take a little peek at first Ezra chapter 8. Verse 3 down to verse 7. What does it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3 through 7 reads, Book of 1 Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, seer, being very ready in the Torah instructions of Moses that was given by Yahweh of Israel. Verse number 8. And the king did him honor, for he found mercy in his sight in all his requests. Verse 5, there went up with him also certain of the family of Israel, of the priests, the Levites, of the righteous singers, porters, ministers of the temple, unto Yahweh Judah. Verse number 6, in the 7th year of the reign of Artaxerxes, in the 5th month, this was the king's 7th year, for they went from Babylon to the 1st day of the 1st month. Came to Yahweh Judah according to the prophet's journey which Yahweh gave them. Verse number 7. For Ezra had very great skill, so that he omitted nothing of the Torah instruction and commandment, covenant of Yahweh, but taught all Israel the ordinances and judgments.
Ain't that so? Read verse 3 and 7 again, Brother Yahweh Israel. I mean, you don't get happy behind hearing what to do and how to do it. But it don't work unless you got some 8 verse 3 in you. And 7, listen, it don't work because you got a bunch of numbers all out there. Huh? No, you got to have some 8 verse 3 and verse 7 in you. Yahuwah kicks in on verse 7, but you got to be an 8 verse 3. What does it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 8 verse 3 and verse 7?
The book of 1 Esdras, chapter 8, verse number 3 and verse number 7 read. The book of 1 Esdras, chapter 8, verse number 3. This Esdras went up from Babylon as a seer, being very ready in the Torah instruction of Moses that was given by the Yahuwah of Israel. Verse number 7.
Hold that part, Brother Yahdai. I mean, I got to ask you one question now. Help me out. What kind of ready you got to be?
Very ready in the Torah instruction.
You got to be very ready in the Torah instruction. That's when Yahuwah gonna show the next hand. You ain't worried about who to your left, who to your right. You got to be very ready. Then Yahuwah drop a 7 on you. What does 7 say?
Verse number 7. Well, Ezra had very great skill, but he omitted nothing of the Torah instruction and the covenant of Yahuwah, but taught all Israel the ordinance and judgment.
He said he omitted nothing. I mean, look here. He wasn't worried about what you were looking like. He'll tell you what time it is. And that's the key. He wasn't omitted nothing. He wasn't going to do nothing. He might be a great tithe payer and a great this and that. No. What the book say? That's the end of it. See, when you do Bible, hey, Yahuwah, he'll give you some 324. See, when you know you're doing Bible right, then Yahuwah will drop a Proverbs 324 on you. That's when you know when you're doing right. When you know you're doing right, then Yahuwah, I'll tell you what I do for you. See, I think I'll drop a 324 on you in Proverbs. What's that saying, 324, or the book of Proverbs?
The Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 24 reads, when you lie down, you should not be afraid. Yea, you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet.
Try to count it to limit. You know, I'm going to try to count to about. You know, I can't. Every time it's a total, I don't even remember counting one. I can't never remember getting me one out. I said, you know, tonight I'm going to try to get me 5 tonight. I'm thinking I'll start counting. Shoot. I don't recall nothing. Because Yahuwah have blessed old seer to get him some sweet sleep. And you can get it too. But you have to do what Yahuwah tell you to do. And he got it written on what he did and this is the way you gotta live your life. Matthew 26:55. You gotta live your life being a Matthew 26:55. You gonna get some sweet sleep? Then be a Matthew 26:55. What does it say there in Matthew 26:55 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Matthew 26, verse number 55 reads, the same I will say, Yahuwah the Son, to the multitude. Are you come out as against a thief with sword and staff for to take me? I said daily with you, teaching in the temple.
He said, I wasn't worried about what you had to your left and to your right. He said, I made it my business to get in a teaching facility. He said, he came 70 miles to the temple daily to teach. Came and do daily. And we come on that way 6 nights a week. You know, and all day we find a way to rack up some more of that. So listen, tell you something, Steve Reagan. If you don't get tired of doing you some Yahuwah teaching. Well, Revelation chapter 11, 18 say that, Brother Yahdai Israel. What do Revelation chapter 11, verse 18 say?
Look at Revelation 11, verse number 18 reads. Book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse number 18. And the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, in the time of the day that they should be judged. Thou shouldest give reward unto your servants the seers, and unto your saints, 12 tribes of Israel, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should have destroyed them, which destroyed the earth.
Ain't that tough? You see that? So when you say the name, you have a program going with you, and you'd be recognized when it got written in 12:17 of Revelation. You'll recognize that 12:17 is pointing toward you. What does it say in Revelation 12:17 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Revelation 12:17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the Torah instruction of Yahuwah, and have the covenant testimony of Yahuwah the Son.
Mm-hmm. So if the dragon ain't making war with you, that means one thing, he must got you already in his hip pocket. And we can go to the, we can go on to the third book of Enoch and you can read who we ain't got left. He's the only one we ain't got left is the 69 camp, the boys of the true Israelites, over there in the third book of Enoch, verse 12. That's the only one he ain't got. He's we got them all. That's the only one you ain't got left. The only one you ain't got. Because one thing about them, they don't care if it rains, sleet, or snow, they're going to keep what you got on the table. They don't care what to their left, what to their right. They're going to do your business, keeping that Torah instruction. Mm. Said, well, I can't get them written. Well, you ain't got them yet. And I don't think you're going to get them. Not the six anointed camps of Boston's over to Israelite. We prepared. We very ready to show you what this man's saying. We think inside the book. I just turned to 14 verse 12. And we just can read what it says in 14 verse 12. Look what it says in 14 verse 12.
Book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse number 12 reads. Here's the patience of the saints, 12 tribes of Israel, who are they that keep the Torah instruction of Yahuwah and the faith covenant of Yahuwah the Son.
Okay. You remember when we was reading Ezekiel about, he told him, he said, he said, put a mark on the one that sighed for all the low-down ways of Israel. Put a mark on them. And he put a mark on them, but the rest of them, I don't care if they're young, small, babies. I don't care. Yeah, see, that's why we try to tell you about this Yahuwah, this Bible. Care if you're a baby, on the titty, don't care where you're at. Mama, daddy, bent over. He's a ghost to the city, and those that's not doing what I got written in this book, kill them. Just read that. We read that. So this is the one that we're talking about. You need to serve this guy. This is the king of terror. So, and he don't bless this minister to tell you what time it is. And he going to introduce himself to you sooner or later, the king of terror. And you going to say, oh, I thought maybe I can drag my feet. Yeah, you drag your feet long enough to get a cut right on the throat. And we can read that in Business Paul 36, but we're not going to read. But what we're going to read about something that's, remember, John was to write the hereafter. He said, put a mark on them, not a chip. See, that bad teaching about some chip. A chip going to make, listen, that's from Satan the devil. No, put a mark on them. The one that got me right, put a mark on them. Huh? And the one that don't got me right, and we're going to find out what that mark is. Maybe not in this lesson. I bet you it's coming up before the week is out. Maybe in this lesson, too. I don't know. But let's see what it says if you get this mark. Huh? Let's go to 14 chapter. 9 through 14 in the closing statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's go get this. Go get this right here. And you tell me, look in the mirror and see if you get this mark. And you're still waiting on a F-I-F-O-R, somebody call it chip, or what do they call that thing? What do they call that number chip? You keep on waiting on that chip. But this mark right here, you think about it. So Revelation 14, 9 through 12 in the closing statement that Brother Yahdai Israel, we'll catch you tomorrow for some more. What does it say in Revelation 14, 9 through 12 in the closing statement come out?
The book of Revelation chapter 14, verse number 9 through 14 read. Book of Revelation 14. Some are not. And the third minister And the third minister spirit followed them, saying with a loud voice, then a man and woman worship the beast and his image, receive his mark in their forehead or in their hand. Number 10, the slayer drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahuwah, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the righteous spirit and in the presence of the Lamb. Verse number 11, the smoke of their torment is stirred up forever and ever. They have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Verse 12, here's the patience of the 12 tribes of Israel, saints. Here are they that keep the Torah instruction of Yahuwah, and the faith, the covenant of Yahuwah the Son. Verse 13, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in Yahuwah. From henceforth, yea, they may rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. Verse 14, now look and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set, like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle.
Hank, that's a... So you see those sweet man in 15:3? That's where he had his head. He was resting in the cloud. He had the middle spirit doing what he had to do. But he said, those that got the beast, mindset, and everything the beast. And who was this beast that we can read in Ecclesiastes 3:18, the closing statement? Who is this beast he talking about? What's this beast he talking about? You got the beast? What are you talking about? What beast? Ecclesiastes 3:18. What are we talking about? So y'all die here, right?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse number 18, read. Now said in my mind concerning the state of the sons of men, that Yahuwah might manifest them, that they might see that they themselves are beasts.
Hey, that's something. You talk about man and his man sister in the 17 nations. If you worship the 17 nations, you worship the men, that's the beast he's talking about. We'll know in later lesson to come. But you worship the beast. The beast is a system seed right here. It's contrary to his Bible. We'll talk about that later. Holy Yahweh Israel, excellent again. What's your clothes sound like? We all ears, come on.
Hallelujah, what? Hallelujah, what? Hallelujah, what? In other words, rolling out their series, rail of sea right. Great work, T. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Bring the elder in as they're getting warmed up. They broadcast is coming on shortly on Pale Talk. Got any questions or comment on anything? Coming up, the elders will be there to address anything pertaining to this lesson or whatever the topic they got on the table. We'll bring you in for his clothes. So what? Go ahead, Mr. Chills. What your closing statement is as you get warmed up to go on the other side and you elders will get together and rehearse the righteous act. You on the clock. Come on. Elder, Mr. Chills, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast here, and we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to our live broadcast that comes to you live, open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the books that you've previously heard for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. For the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of Sabbath is Friday, current time, starting at 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see a menu. But again, after clicking that, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And while doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give, that's what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, and radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That keeps you in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. As I previously said before, the calendar explains in biblical details what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they're in. It's a good thing to check, Sebro. For the live program, remember this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, this time type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. And click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast. We currently are using two email addresses. The first, which is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH@gmail.com. Of course, this is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how a program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call, of course, with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call, leave a message on Bible scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program repetition time will be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Once again, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day, a number of days. Now, as was previously mentioned, we're now after the normal Blog Talk broadcast on Pal Talk. And sometimes even during the broadcast, we're on Pal Talk. It's being passed over. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where the word of Yahuwah is also working. Online there will be to answer any Bible questions about the discussed Bible topic or topics put on the table by either Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, which is myself, with Seer Israel. Absolutely no comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered. Failure to follow the righteous acts, either Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk program ends before teaching time, it will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." But I think we do have to remember what it also tells us in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13. It says, "He or she that answereth a matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her." We hear that quite often, where generally most of the time when you get ready to put a question on the table, before you even completely state it, it's already saying they're getting an answer to you. That's folly. So at this time, we will pass our program back to our seer, Israel. Keep those Bibles open. The learning process is still in order. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, well, Mr. That's actually, you're right. So bottom line is, become humble. It's to let you know what this man is saying. And one thing about it, when you know what you know, the blessing will keep what he got written. You keep what he got written. And so what he got written is going to stand. All right, that's good enough. Now, we're going to find the mothers out of Camp 1. We're going to find the mothers out of Camp 1. And, you know, later on tonight, you hear one of the mothers out of Camp 2. She be in that microphone hollering, too, reading them scriptures. See, one thing about it, you got to give Yahuwah all that you got. And when you give Yahuwah all you got, then you're done with your part. And that's the key to you right here. One thing about it, remember that. Give Yahuwah all you got. Because this man here is going to require at you. He's going to ask you some things. Where your work's at. Do you know what he got written over there in, back in Ezra chapter 9, verse 7? He's going to say, "Hey, I hear you talking good, but where your work's at? What work did you do?" "Oh, well, I was a backbiter, murmuring, and complaining." "I know. We know that. I know it anyway. You were, but I just had you come out and say it out your own mouth." Keep down your mind, see, right? This man's business is some, if you blessed to be one of the members of 12 tribes of Israel, that's why you was born to do. It's his business. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice you say, the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D.F. Israel, Yahuwah be with you there, see, right?
Yahuwah bless you, seer Israel of Seroa. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, that Mother D.F. Israel. Mother E, Mother Z, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Mother E, Yahuwah be with you there, see, right?
Yahuwah bless you, see, Israel, see, right? Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to talk to the mothers. Because one thing about, we know the mothers, they lead by example. They ready to go on some Yahuwah's business, and that's the sign we're setting, because one thing about it, this sign got to be all over the world, and we putting it in order as we speak. So let's see, can we open up and find out some things, Mother D of Israel. Matter of fact, since we said this, see what it says in the 24th chapter, verse 13 and 14. Matter of fact, pick up verse 12. Let's go to Matthew 24, verse 12 through 14. And let's see what that's saying. Because one thing about it, become humble. And Mother E, help me, Mark chapter 4, verse 3, 13 through 15, waiting on me. Let's see if we throw them two verses on the table, and then we're going to peep at a couple more things. You're on the clock, Mother D.F. Israel, come out.
Matthew chapter 24, verses what?
12, 13, and 14.
Matthew chapter 24, verses 12 to 14. Verse 12. "And because sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. 13. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14. And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
So now we know. So we know now that the covenant got to be first taught to all the world. Or when's it again? So we know the unction belongs to us to do so, and we know we ain't done that yet. But we still got a little time. So we look here. So still a little time on the clock. What happened at Mother Eve? Mark chapter 4, verse 3, 13 through 15. What's going on there, Mother Eve? Come on.
Mark chapter 4, verses 3, 13 to 15, verse 3. Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. Verse 13. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? Verse 14. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their mind.
Mm-hmm. And snatch it away from you. You might have all the good intentions. And all of a sudden, here comes Satan. And say, oh, no, you ain't got to keep the Sabbath day. Oh, you ain't got to. No, you ain't got to do that. So Satan come immediately. But what he got rid of that Mother Eve behind that, Israel, what he got rid behind that in 28 verse 10 of Proverbs? You know, because Satan will come immediately, and Satan do not come in a red pair of culottes on tights and a pickpocket. He don't come like that. Satan don't come like that. No, he don't come like that. But what does it say in Proverbs 28, verse 10, behind a statement like that, Mother? The of Israel. What does it say?
Proverbs 28, verses 10. Whoso causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession.
In that case, it's he or she. So he or she can get in your head and tell you, well, you ain't got to keep the Sabbath day. Well, how long are you going to be at the Sabbath day? You know, all type of things like that. See, that can get in your head and make you sound a little nervous that you all stayed too long. But anytime you're doing young wild business, we can read what was singing, doing his thing real good. And his old piece of wife here looked at him dancing because his clothes fell off on him. He was dancing so good. She made a profound statement. And guess what? David told us something. And keep that in your mind. We don't leave that where it is at. One thing about that, nobody take your crown from you and some dust says Yahweh. Because one thing about it, there's a lot of teaching got to be done, Mother Eve. Whole lot of teaching got to be done. Let's talk about Luke chapter 11, verse 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's peep at some things real quick there, Mother E. Luke chapter 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, what does it say?
Okay. The book of Luke
chapter 11. 1, 2, 4. Let's talk about it a little bit, Mother E.
The book of Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And it comes to say that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his followers said unto him, Yahweh teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. Verse 2, and he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven, so in earth. Verse 3, give us day by day our daily bread. Verse 4, and forgive us our sin, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
That was a pretty good statement there. You say what did he say again in verse number 3 again? 11 verse 3?
Yeah. Luke chapter 11 verse 3. Give us day by day our daily bread.
Day. So you see, now, where your mind is behind that statement. He said, give us this bread day by day. We want this bread day by day. So now we see what, give me one verse there, Mo, D of Israel. Let's see what he's talking about in Matthew 6:55. So they said, listen, Yahweh the Son, we can stand some of this bread day by day. So let's see what Yahweh got written in Matthew 6:55 behind that.
Matthew chapter 6, verse what?
5:55. What he got written in Matthew 6:55?
Matthew chapter 6,
verse.
Here. Let's go up to 34.
Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 6. You got no 55 in there?
No.
Make it 26:55 there. Well, make it 26:55. Thank you there. Thank you, Mother E, for straightening out that. Mother E, I straightened it out. He said, see, do you mean 26:55? Thank you there, Mother E. See, that's what it's all about. Yeah, okay. 26:55. Thank you there, Mother E.
Matthew's 26, verse 55. You said Matthew's 26:55.
All right. Come on.
And it reads, in that same hour, says Yahweh to the multitude, are you come out against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me.
He said daily. So then they asked for some daily bread? He said, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll make it my business. So you quote it out your mouth. He said he'll make it his business to come sit daily in the temple, teaching. So the bread they was wanting, see, right, was some teaching bread. Huh? Not the kind you get in the line, get your bread, go, and take it home and put between some. No, see, right. He said daily teaching, and what comes out is David is 15 verse 3, Lord D up Israel. So what comes out of his daily teaching? He said, okay, I go to the temple, I come 70 miles, I get there daily, and I will teach. And what is your response behind that in Sirach 15 verse 3? Come on. Sirach, Mother D of Israel, 15 verse 3. Mother E, have me first question 11, 23, 25 waiting on me.
I didn't understand.
So what?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, Yeah, hold that point there. Hold that mouth there, Israel. Mother E, have me 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 25 waiting on me. Mother D.F. Israel, come back and find out when you're sitting around Yahuwah getting that teaching, what's going to be going on in Sirach 15, verse 3. What's going to be going on there, Mother D.F. Israel?
Sirach 15, verse 3. With the bread of understanding shall she feed him and give him the water of wisdom to drink.
Ain't that something? So the bread they was want the bread of understanding. So don't start thinking that, well, we need to cook a whole lot of bread and put, no. The bread he's talking about is he was passing them for days to day to pass them on, the bread of understanding. On his network to give you bread daily, 6 nights a week. Properly you get the bread of understanding. And properly, D.F. Israel, all of a sudden, Romans 2:13 will hit your side that old thick head. Let's see what it says in Mother D.F. Israel in Romans chapter 2, verse 13. Properly, we get the bread of understanding. This is what happened for you in Romans chapter 2, verse 13. What does it say there, Mother D.F. Israel?
Romans chapter 2. You say Romans 2:15? What you say?
Well, 2:13. How about that?
It's breaking up. Romans what? 2 what?
Okay, how about 2:13?
Romans chapter 2, verse 13.
How about 2:13?
Romans chapter 2, verse 13. For not the hearers of the Torah instruction are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instruction shall be justified.
Mm-hmm. So you got to be more than just a hearer of daily bread. You got to respond. So you got to respond to the daily bread. You got to be a doer of the daily bread. Now,
yes.
Mother D.F. Israel, what is it saying in the 11th chapter? Now, Paul was told to go before Northern Kingdom. And with that understanding, he started talking himself and said something in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 down to verse 25. What did he say there, Mother E?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 25, verse 23. For I have received of the Yahweh that which also I delivered unto you, that the Yahweh the Son, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Verse 25. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supposed, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my body. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm. So that cup and that bread was representing something. That drinking was representing something. The eating the bread is representing something. The understanding. And that cup was represented also. All that is biblical understanding, see, right? You can't cover it all in one night. But one thing about it, so when you drink the cup, eat the bread, and we can read a little further. We say, if you're unworthy of it, not good. But you got those that shows up only on feast days, but you're doing it unworthy because you got to keep the rest of it to make it happen. Just can't do the feast days And if you read a little further, he was talking about that. Not only you got to do the feast days, but prior to getting there. Because if you do it unworthy, you cause problems on yourself. Because you be unworthy of it, you only come out for the feast. You got to come out and drink it all. Got to eat it all daily. Got it good. Because who you be eating daily anyway? My DF Israel. Let's see if we can find out what's going on with this daily eating bread, all this daily bread eating. What is this talking about? So you think, again, we just going to take a look at something in St. John chapter 6. Let's see what it says in verse number 26 and 27. St. John 6, Mother D.F. Israel 26, 27 says what?
St. John chapter 6, verse 26 and 27.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26 and 27, St. John chapter 6, verse 26. Yahweh the Son answered them and said, truly, truly, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. 27. Labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him has Yahweh the Father sealed.
Oh, you say you better lay for that meat that seals you. You say you better do some labor. Make sure you lay a meat that will seal you. Oh, that's pretty big, that mother dear business. What meat that we can read that seals? Let's see, can we find that out, Mother D.F. Israel? What meat is this he's talking about that can seal you? Man, what kind of meat is this? Let's run over to Isaiah chapter 9. Maybe we can find out what is this meat that can seal you. Let's see if we find out and go on, Mother D.F. Israel, in the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah. We're going to look and see what meat that you eat that can seal you. Make it 8:16. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. What meat is he talking about that can seal you? I sure like to have me some of that kind of meat. What kind of meat is that? Isaiah 8:16. Let's talk about it. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. Bind up the testimony. Seal the Torah instructions among my followers, disciples.
So what meat seals you, Mother D.F. Israel, that he's saying you better get some of this meat that's going to seal you? What meat is that again, F., Mother D.F. Israel? What meat is that?
Torah instructions.
Ain't that something? First five books. Better have your big belly put on first five books. Gonna be sealed, huh? Yeah. So, hey, so examine yourself. What meat are you getting? You getting the meat of the first five books? Cause that's gonna seal you when he come back. That's the mark you better have on you. Mark of having the Torah instruction. Come on, that mother in Ephesians. Let's pick up a little bit more and see what's going on. Ephesians 1, and we'll pick up at verse 13. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. I'm tell you now, if you're going to get some of this meat, you better get some of this meat you're hearing right now, because this meat right here is going to seal you, huh, when it comes.
Yeah.
Mark you better have on you. Worry about no chip, because that's from Satan the devil, that chip stuff. Ain't no, and nothing in the Bible got nothing about no chip. What you better have is the right seal. And the seal is the Torah instruction, first five books. Better make sure you check in. You got that right. What you reading there, Mother E?
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13.
All right.
And whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the covenant of your salvation, and who also after that you believed, you were sealed with that righteous spirit of promise.
Ain't that something? You know that book just said? The Spirit said you sealed by the righteous promise by hearing the word. So you're hearing the word, now it's up to you to get your seal. Let's precept that to the fourth chapter. Mother, let's look at 4 verse 30. How long would the seal last us? Let's see if we read how much, is this a cameo seal? We're going to find out. We're going to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Let's find out some things.
Book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And grieve not the righteous spirit of Yahweh, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
So he said, now don't grieve. So don't grieve the righteous spirit now, because that's your seal. So he said, don't grieve them. Now you know what grieve them? When you be a hearer of the word and you're now a doer of the word, you grieving the righteous spirit, but he got a report on you. So he got a report on you about that. You grieving the righteous spirit. Now, Mother G.F. Israel, I want to take a look at something in Revelation chapter 13. Something you got written over here, I need to just peep at it real quick. Revelation. No, I'll tell you what, I better hold it out to tomorrow. I better hold it out tomorrow because I see that might be going on a lot of good direction. Well, let's talk about some things that grieves the Almighty also. Let's go to Jeremiah 44, verse 4. Let's see the seal got written. Jeremiah 44, verse 4. What it got written there, Mother D.F. Jeremiah 44, verse 4.
Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 4. Howbeit, I sent unto you all my servants, the seers, rising early and sending them, saying, Ho, do not this abominable thing that I hate.
What he said, do not the bumble thing that he hates. What that supposed to mean? Let's go back to Jeremiah 7. He better run that down a little bit. He said, do not the bumble thing that he hates. What is he talking about? And is it a consequence of doing things that he hates? Let's go back to the 7th chapter. He said, do not the abominable things that he hates. Now, I heard that part. Now, Mordea of Israel, in the 7th chapter, can you help us out? Is it a thing? 8. We run to 7th chapter of Jeremiah. And it's not out, is it a penalty for doing things that he hates? Let's see what he got written in the 7th chapter. And we pick it up at verse number 23.
Jeremiah down, chapter 7.
Go ahead.
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Yahweh, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you.
Mm-hmm. 24.
But they hearken, listen not, nor incline their ear, but walk in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil mind, and went backward and not forward.
Yes. What did 25 say?
25. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Mizraim, land of bondage, unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the seers, daily rising up early and sending them.
Yeah. And what happened? What happened in verse 26 behind that?
26. Yet they hearken, listen not unto me, nor incline their ears, but hindered, but hardened their, I mean, hindered their neck. They did worse than their father.
So he say he get up, he sent his seals early to go on and tell them why things that I hate. He said, why are y'all continue to do things? But what is the thing that you hate? I got to find out the thing that he hates. He said, what is it you hate? That's a big talk with them. So I think we better find out a little bit about that. Because he made some statements. Got to find out. Going on here, but now, but you see, you're going to find out some of the things that he hates. We're going to find out what he hates. Hey, mother, let's find out some things that he hates. What is he hating? He's hating something. He said, now tell him, he's a seer, go tell him on things that I hate. I don't know what that is right now. Mother, he's. But we want to run down in Deuteronomy to see something that he hates. Something he hates. So he said, now see it right over in Deuteronomy. But you put on, what you tell them in writing is some things that I hate. Let's pick it up at the 7th chapter, verse 24 to 26. What is this that he's saying he hates? Mother E, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 24. To 26. He said, tell him stop doing the abominable things that he hates. What is this that he hates? That we would tell the national audience, you're doing some things that he hates. What is that? 24 to 26, come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 24 to 26. Verse 24.
Yeah.
And he shall deliver thy king unto thine hand, and thou shalt destroy thy name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou shalt destroy them. Verse 5. The graven images of their false Yahweh shall be burned with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is abomination to the Yahweh. Verse 26. Neither shall thou bring an abomination into the temple, lest thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly destroy it. And thus shall utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing.
That's big talk. See, I don't know what's going on. I hear a horn bug on that horn noise out of you. So I'm getting a little horn noise. But what he's saying is abomination thing that I want you to kind of make sure that you don't. Yeah. don't bring all this thing nowhere. What is he talking about? Mother, D of Israel. He's talking about in 22 verse 5 and 12. What he talking? What he calling abomination? I don't want to be around. I don't want to know where around me. Not your house or even at the temple. What is that? So 22 verse 5 and 12 of Deuteronomy. About D.F. Israel?
Deuteronomy chapter 20.
Verse 5. Yeah,
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 5 and 12. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 12. Thou shalt make you fringes upon the four corners of your vesture, wherewith thou coverest yourself.
Yeah, Mother D.F. is, what did he say he don't like? What is he saying he don't like, Mother D.F. Israel?
He don't like when a woman wear man's garment and when a man wear a woman's garment.
Right.
Mother E. Fires up to Numbers 15. Verse 37 through 40 in the closing statement there, Mother. Let's see what it says in Numbers.
Mm-hmm.
What do he like? Let's go on to what he like. We're going to 15, 37 through 40. Numbers. What do we like there, Mother E?
The book of Numbers, chapter 15, 37 through 40.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37. And Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue. Verse 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the Torah instructions of the Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a horn. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
So we found out what he don't like, all right, Mother D of Israel and Mother E. Now, what do he do like there, Mother E? So what do Yahuwah like in the closing statement? What do he like?
He like for you to put those fringes and the ribbon of blue on your garment.
Oh, so that what he like? So that's big. So we know what he likes and we know what he don't like. So now guess what?
Mm-hmm.
So now we know what the king of terror likes. He likes to see those of children of Israel with fringes in their clothes. And what he don't like to see is some other things. Woman wearing pants and man wearing dresses. He don't like that.
Is right there. How
about a closing statement there, Mother E? Give me a closing statement, Mother E. You're on the clock. Come on.
Thank you and praising y'all.
How about a
last?
Come on.
thanking and praising Yahweh for this lesson. I'll read a couple verses in Proverbs 16. The preparation of the mind in man or woman and the answer of the tongue is from the Yahweh. All the ways of the man or woman are clean in his own eyes, but the Yahweh waits the spirit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Excellent. But what, now WCC said that harm noise is coming from you, Mother DF Israel. I don't know what you got.
Yeah, here. I know that. I know that, Phil. I know. I can't get it to stop. Now it does stop. It does stop.
Yeah, they told me it's... They said, we listened to the lesson real carefully. He'll cut you off there, but he said that coming from, they said that coming from Mother DF Israel. That where that harm noise coming from. Well, but they know it's their radio broadcast. Yeah, they said they know. All right, so that where that harm noise coming from. They said, no, we ain't doing nothing. We listening to our... All right, so we found out one thing. We know what Yahweh like, and we know what Yahweh don't like. So, but like I said, again, let's go all first chapter, verse 16, and find out what he's going to do about it. Let's see if anything written. So we know what he like. He loves to see the children of Israel with fringes in their clothes. He loves to see the men's wearing their pants with fringes and the women's with dresses with fringes on. He don't want to see no cross dressing no type of way. So now you know what he like and what he don't like. But we're going to see, is there any punishment for it if we continue to do what the other nations tell us? So we're going to Revelation 21:16, see what he got written. And WCC here, be on the table. That's Mother DF. We got that coming out, whatever.
That's the smoke detector.
16, what is it? All right, well, 20, kick that.
21.
Throw a shoe at that. Throw a shoe at that smoke detector from next 5 minutes. It's 21:16.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 16. And the city lies four squares, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed.
Hold on a minute. Let me make sure that's 21:16. I think it's 21:27. I think so. Let me peep on what we're looking at now, because in 21, make it 21:27. Got it. Thank you, that Mother DF Israel. Make it 21:27. We go and see what the penalty of not being making Yahweh happy. 21:27, the closing statement says what?
Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Statement, come on.
Psalms 121, and it reads, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Verse 2, my help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. Verse 3, he will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you will not slumber. Verse 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5, Yahweh is your keeper. Yahweh is your shield upon your right hand. Verse 6, the sun shall not smite you by day nor the moon by night. Verse 7, Yahweh shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Verse 8, Yahweh shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
Excellent. That's Mother D.F. Israel. I hear you, WCC. She had to stay up tomorrow. So, bottom line, C. Roy, the man came what he likes and what he don't like. One thing about it, we come humble is to get you back on your feet in the word of Yahweh and give you your daily bread. And that is the bread of understanding from thus says Yahweh. And remember one thing, the elders is already in the room getting warmed up to anything that you want to say pertaining to the lesson that you heard or whatever topic they got on the table. You're welcome to listen on Pam talking, and you hear the mother out of camp too about the Israel. See, Roy will be reading with all and give it all she got. And that's the key, see, Roy. We got to give it all we got in from Dust Says Yahweh. So we never know when our time is on the clock. And we found out one thing. He got everything determined how far you're going to go and how far you're not going to go. So it's only beating yourself. And remember what he said. He's already told the old seer, I'll take away the desires of your eyes. Because when it comes out of my business, I want you to put everything you got down and take care of my business. Remember we read Ezekiel 24:24? He said, Ezekiel, this is going to be a sign to come. So we're going to leave it like that. And we'll catch you tomorrow night on this broadcast. But I'm getting ready to tune in to Pal Talk myself and get me a big belly full of the elders. So join in. Listen. Take notes. And Yahweh be with you all. So long until we meet on this radio broadcast tomorrow. Shalom. Shalom.